Day 89 of hashtag 365. Hi!
In a world of delicious canneries, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
Yes.
One man
yes,
faces
they are.
The ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
And the battle rages on. Hello. Welcome to another day of hashtag 365. And big up to Anna, who tweeted me yesterday, or actually today, and said, day 88 of 365. Listen twice. We'll be playing it to my dad. Not quite sure what she meant by that in terms of the dad bit, but I'm absolutely stoked that it's had that impact on you, Anna, and anybody else that's listened to it. I have to say, without trying to sort of sound overblown and self-congratulatory, I actually think that yesterday's episode, day 88, was something that's really important. You know, regardless of whether you're trying to lose weight or anything like that, just having that understanding of how the brain works and how you can unpick and unpack elements of your subconscious is just such an important thing to know about. And I wholeheartedly encourage you to go and read books by people that actually know what they're talking about. You know, this is like a kind of home for concepts. You know, I bring together lots of different things that I've read from across the spectrum of behavioral science and psychology and weight loss and all the rest of it. But I don't claim to be an expert. I just like the bits that I like, if that makes sense. And it means a lot that that resonated. So thank you, Anna. And hopefully it resonated for you too. Anyway, day 89 of hashtag 365. And I must start off by saying that yesterday I had a little bit of a blowout, shall we say. And that's fine. That's fine. I knew that we were seeing our friends in the evening, my wife and I. I knew that we were going to be having a delicious Turkish kebab from our local kebab house. I knew that we'd probably have a few drinks as well. I knew all this. But in the morning, when I got up, I'd forgotten for a moment. And I haven't told anyone this, but I actually went for a full English yesterday morning, thinking to myself, you know, being mindful, thinking to myself, I'll have it, but I just won't have anything for the rest of the day. I'll have something really light in the evening. Forgetting that we were going out in the evening for a big Turkish kebab. So I had two choices. I could have either been really super strict with myself and gone, do you know what? No, I had a full English this morning. I completely forgot. Oh, I'll just have a salad and not drink anything. That was option one. Option two was just to get stuck in and not worry about it. And I think had I been doing a like short program, had I been doing like a 2-month thing or like a 10 days to lose 9 pounds or whatever, I would have definitely done option one. But knowing that this is a year-long journey, it gave me that freedom to have option two. And you know what? I'm not going to beat myself up about it. But one thing that I think is worth mentioning is this whole idea of this phrase, back on the horse. Because we as people have this weird thing, don't we? And if you've ever tried to lose weight before, this is going to bring a little smile to your face. I can guarantee it. Because I guarantee that this will have happened to you. We all do it. This weird thing when you go, oh, do you know what? I'll start again on Monday. Start again on Monday. I messed it up, but I'll just start again on Monday. And it doesn't matter where in the week that happens, right? It could happen on a Tuesday and you'll still go, oh, I'll start again on Monday. I've messed it up this week. I won't bother. You know that's what happens, right? That's what I've been like my whole life. My whole life, every single time I've ever tried to lose weight, if I mess it up, that phrase always comes into my head. Or even if I don't articulate it like that, I still do it. I still wait for Monday to roll around. And then I go, right, you know, it's Monday again. Gonna get back on top of this. Right, back on that horse. We're gonna do this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why wait till Monday? That's the message here. If you fuck it up, why wait like 3, 4, 5, however many days it is before you get back on the horse? Excuse my French mother, if you're listening. I'm indeed father. Do you know what I mean? I think it's quite a it's almost a strange anomaly that it's one of those little tricks, little human tricks we play on ourselves. It's probably the chimp, probably something to do with our evil little chimp in our brains. But yeah, I think that's an important thing to recognise. If you fall off the horse at any point, just get back on immediately. Straight away. Not even wait for the next day. The next time you put something in your mouth, think about A, whether you're actually hungry, B, whether it's conducive to a habit that you're trying to form, and C, if you're at all even mindful of what's going on. Just stop and think about those three things, and I guarantee you'll be back on that horse before you know it. So that's just it, really, today. Just that little bit of a reminder to us all that if you blow out, if you, you know, mess it up, that's absolutely fine. And actually, I messed up the alcohol thing as well, because I'm not supposed to be drinking at the moment, but I've not drunk anything over the past however many days it's been since I stopped drinking. I've drunk once. You know, had I not done it at all, it would have been, you know, I'd have carried on drinking, it would have been, nothing would have changed. But, you know, it's not like today I'm going to, like, start drinking again because I messed it up yesterday. That's not how it works. I'm back on the horse. In fact, I've got it in my little 365 diary. Day 101 is when alcohol's back on the menu. Seems far away.